Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Bighorn, Wyoming, next to Sheridan, Wyoming, at the 37th Annual Don King Days. It's been on the grass since 1989, and that's pretty special. It is backed up at the Bighorn Equestrian Center next to the Bighorn Mountains, and it's a polo field. Sunday and Monday of Labor Day, annually, they start off with polo, and then at 1 o'clock, they have a cow cutter for the steer roping, the first of four rounds, and bronc riding in open pastures, no fences. It is a very unique event. We'd like to invite everyone to come on Sunday and Monday of Labor Day in 2026 in the Bighorn, Wyoming Mountains. Absolutely beautiful. Our guest today is a young man that has won the National Final Steer Roping and the World Championship in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. He won it in 2005, 8, 2017, and 18 as well. Fredericksburg, Texas, Scott Snedeker. Hello, Scott.
How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What has it taken for you to be here at the Don King Days, and do you think this place is special?
Oh, man, absolutely. It's a very special place. You know, if a guy had never come to see this event right here, he needs to be up here. You know, it's, like you said, no fences anywhere around, wide open polo fields, and it 5,000 or 6,000 people come to watch, you know, and it's just, it's unbelievable. It's nothing like anything I've ever done before, you know. These here, they push them out from behind in a panel situation, run them by you into all that's surrounded is mountains. That's it, you know. You just run them down till you catch them. You know, you might have bucking shoots with bucking horses out in the middle of it, you know, 500 or 600 yards out there, and people with tents lined up on both sides of it, and that's your boundaries right there, you know. So it's dang sure a must come see.
Well, the steers and the bucking horses got through the boundaries today. They went right through the picnic table and through the things today, and it just made it Western.
Oh yeah, man, it's so much fun. You know, you just never know what's going to pop up. It's a lot of gaming are going on here.
Tell us about winning four championships and what it means to you and what this event is in the Western world of single steer roping.
You know, to win world titles is what everybody sets out to do, you know, and then you see the buckle that everybody knows where that buckle come from. Well, it was on my bucket list for, man, I'm going to say 10, 12 years before I ever made it up here, you know. So to get to come up here and beat some of the guys that you enjoy roping with all year long, it's great people all the way around up here.
I'd like to get back a little bit to the major leagues of your event and your sport. Can you tell us what this single steer roping means to you and what you think it means to the Western sports industry in general?
You know, I just think it goes back to the old days where you have, it's one of the original events, you know. You had saddle bronc riding, you had steer roping, you know. So they'd go out and doctor steers. If you was by yourself, you had to tie them down. So it's more of a cowboy way of life, you know, and to come and compete and everybody start putting up money to try to, I'm gonna outdo you, you know. So it's just it's a fun deal. It's a fun way of lifestyle, and a lot of people enjoy every bit of it. So I've met, like I said, good people through it. I've trained a lot of good horses, and it's been really good to me. I've been blessed.
Well, with four world championships, you're getting up into the ranks of being historical as a single one is. What does that mean to you, and what has it taken for you to get there?
You know, it's taken a lot of hard work. You know, I've had a lot of people that influenced me through my life, of whether it was in the arena, out of the arena, you know, coaching on me, all that stuff. But it's to win one world title is unbelievable, but to win multiple ones, and man, I'm just another guy, you know, that's been blessed with talent and good horses and a good family to come up here and hang out and get to travel around the world and see this.
What can you share with us that you've learned, especially the youth that want to be as good as you are and be exceptional in anything they do?
You know, you just got to put your head down and grind through it. You know, there's a lot of times that life will kick you down, and you just got to get back up and get to going and find somebody that you know can do it and influence you in the correct direction that you want to go look after and kind of follow their footsteps a little bit. You know, there's a lot of good people out in this world, and you just got to get in the right path. When I started this game, I didn't think I was good enough. You know, it kicked me down a bunch, and it never quits doing it, but you got to keep coming swinging, you know. So it's if you want to set your mind to something and you're good at it and you want to do it, find the right people to be around and upbeat people and have fun doing it. You know, you got to have fun doing this stuff.
That's words of our champion, Texan Scott Snedeker, winning his second Don King Days in Sheridan, Wyoming, second year in a row. Scott, thank you very much. God bless you, partner, and have success.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.